Hello and welcome to this 10th season of All About Thailand. And may I welcome Thailand?
Sawadee krap.
And of course, the rest of the world. Well, good morning, and I hope everybody is just fine. Now, what I want to talk about today is I want to talk about what it's like, what Christmas is like in Chiang Mai. I love Chiang Mai. Me and Kung, we both love Chiang Mai, and it is a real gem at Christmas, one of the best places to go. So, come on, let's do it. Now, when you sort of like think of Christmas, you think about snow-covered sort of landscapes and the winter chill, it sort of comes to mind. But in Chiang Mai, it's a different kind of celebration. Palm trees, warm breezes, and a blend of sort of like Thai traditions in a full kind of festive spirit. You know, kick off all those travel sort of blues and explore the places. Like, we went to the Tai Pai Gate, where, you know, it's absolutely amazing, where the annual Christmas fair takes place in Chiang Mai. And, you know, it's a kaleidoscope of vibrant sort of colors and everything, and so many tourists actually flock there. You know, it's really such a sort of fusion of Thai culture and sort of Christmas traditions. And you find that the stalls are sort of offering sort of local delicacies, you know, and just adorned with tinsel and twinkling lights. It's quite a sort of, in a way, it sort of reminds me of like a East sort of meets West kind of thing. You know, but now let's talk about like things like the Christmas trees that grace the city in Chiang Mai. You know, it's not the conventional evergreens. Instead, the city is adorned with decorated mango and banana trees. It really is amazing, creating a sort of tropical sort of holiday sort of scene. And, you know, the local creativity shines as well with the artisans and their crafts and ornaments and, you know, traditional Thai materials. And, you know, it really is an amazing sight and definitely a bit of a twist on Christmas, but Thai style. I have to admit that one of the most sort of enchanting aspects of Christmas, sort of in Chiang Mai, is the annual sort of Pai Yang or Yang Pang, I can never get that right, lantern festival. You know, if you can just imagine thousands of lanterns lighting up the night sky, carrying sort of like people's wishes and dreams now into the universe. Let's put it like that. You know, it's really a breathtaking spectacle. It sort of transformed the city into a sea of floating lights. And in a way, it was creating sort of something magical. It really felt sort of magical and sort of surreal, really. It's a moment of time for, let's say, to reflect and for hope, and a perfect way to embrace the spirit of the season. Now, to be honest, I want to talk and shift the focus a little bit now onto the sort of culinary delights of Chiang Mai during Christmas. I mean, the food markets really do take center stage, and they're offering a sort of like a tantalizing sort of like different sort of array of foods. I'm sure you're aware of that. And, you know, savory sort of mangoes and sticky rice as well. You know, toast buds are in for a bit of a treat, aren't they? But don't forget, you find this sort of like unique fusion dish, the Thai style Christmas curry, I call it. It was a blend of different sort of local spices and warmth. You know, it really is amazing, and it's just so exciting seeing everybody else get excited. And it's one of those amazing things about Chiang Mai.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Well, we've reached that time in the show where I would like to welcome all our new listeners to the podcast. Thank you ever so much for listening. And I would also like to put out a big thank you to our existing listeners. Thank you ever so much for that. And Christmas is drawing near. I bet you guys have opened up your advent calendars. I certainly know we have, and it is getting exciting. And also a thank you out for everyone that is visiting our shop as well online, All About Thailand, which is great, which is done by Spring. And also a big thank you to everybody who is subscribing, who are subscribing to the All About Thailand podcast. So anyway, let's talk some more about Chiang Mai at Christmas time. Well, you know, in a way, Chiang Mai is known for its sort of rich sort of cultural sort of tapestry. And when you think about it, it transforms into a sort of holiday haven at Christmas. And the hotels, in a way, play a very significant role in creating the sort of festive atmosphere. But if let's say about like the boutique hotels that sort of dot the sort of cityscape, they're charming. And not only do they offer comfortable stays, but they also immerse their guests in the sort of local holiday spirit. And they certainly do that. You know, I mean, picture these sort of elegantly sort of decorated lobbies with traditional Thai sort of things and elements that sort of harmonize with all the Christmas decorations. You know, that's amazing in itself. But yeah, many of the boutique hotels, they do special sort of Christmas packages, providing, you know, people like, you know, if I say packages, I don't mean wrapped up packages, you know, things like Thai cooking classes or, you know, or trips out to local temples and things like that, you know. But in a way, if you are actually seeking luxury, then Chiang Mai boasts quite a large amount of nice, sort of beautiful hotels. You know, I mean, imagine waking up in a nice plush suite, a sort of adorned with, you know, sort of subtle holiday sort of touches, you know, and come down to a lovely festive breakfast. That's amazing. But, you know, when it comes to the high end sort of accommodation, they host sort of like Christmas dinners and events tailored for Christmas. So sort of check this out. You know, it really does add to that, the whole of that sort of holiday experience, you know, and Christmas holiday experience, you know. But, you know, I would say that really, I call these homestays, but for a more sort of immersive sort of local sort of experience, it's like to stay at the, you know, sort of in a guest house, I suppose. You know, it's a quaint sort of glimpse of local life while sort of, you know, you're celebrating the sort of, you know, the Christmas tradition, you know, and you get to meet a lot. But, you know, all in all, the hotels in Chiang Mai are really amazing at Christmas, and they just bring in families and people together to enjoy the spirit. And, you know, and you know, I know that you would love this. You know, it's just something to get out there and have a look if you're in Thailand. Now, you may even feel like you want to get over to Chiang Mai and check things out. Well, the nightlife in Chiang Mai, the streets come alive with the holiday cheer. You know, I must admit, I mean,
Chiang Mai is no stranger in the sense to sort of vibrant nightlife, and this is obviously very apparent during Christmas, but it takes on like an extra layer of magic. You know, picture this, the streets are adorned with twinkling lights and music's just spilling out from all these really lively sort of venues, and the air is literally buzzing with excitement. You know, and when you think about it, you know, the famed Niman Road and its sort of trendy bars and its sort of like hip cafes, you know, the whole area sort of transforms into sort of like a festive hotspot during Christmas. You know, and you'll find these pop-up markets. I love the pop-up markets, especially the food ones, and live music, and the locals and the travellers all sort of mixing in together. It's a really kind of lively atmosphere. And then you've got the bars along the Ping River, which also develop, you know, sort of like deserve a bit of a shout out, I think, in a way. You know, I mean, imagine sipping the sort of like a festive cocktail on the riverside sort of terrace, you know, surrounded by the gentle glow and reflectedness of the light. So I'm getting quite deep here in the water, you know, and you really, for those who sort of prefer a sort of more of a cultural experience, I suppose you could say, is you could go to the night bazaars. You know, they're a must visit as well. You know, when the sun goes down, you know, these markets tend to come alive with like street performers and traditional Thai music and vendors selling everything from handmade crafts. I love the handmade crafts to sort of delectable sort of street food, you know. But, you know, don't be surprised if you sort of like when you're walking along and you stumble into, you know, something that's very spontaneity type thing. You see where people are just dancing in the street, just getting really excited about Christmas. And, you know, we spoke about the rooftop bars in Bangkok. Now I'm sort of speaking about the rooftop bars that you do get in Chiang Mai as well. You know, they're not as high, obviously, but you still get panoramic views, and you know, and you could be drinking your drinks underneath the stars, you know, and a real sort of Christmas celebration, you know. But we tend to hear and find that as the, you know, we found this anyway during the summer months, that as it gets closer to midnight, Tai Pai Gate becomes sort of like the epicenter of all the festivities at night, and at Christmas, you know, it's the same, you know, what with the market. I understand that stays open till late. So, you know, if you're sort of thinking of heading up to Chiang Mai, you know, hopefully this just gives you a sense of what to expect. Anyway, we're at the end of the podcast, or near the end of the podcast, and I've got a story, and I know how much you love the stories. Well, you know, Chiang Mai is great. We went there, you know, a few months back. You know, it was wonderful. We actually did Chiang Mai, we did Lampang, and then Chiang Rai. That was really good. But, you know, this is the sort of Chiang Mai sort of story. And, you know, it's going on about the street markets and the overall amount of food and just general things that you can get. It's just anything that you can get, you know. And I must admit, that when I was out there, and me and Kung, we were looking around the market, so I was saying to Kung, oh, I really do fancy some of that sort of, you know, that fried pork that you get, and the pork scratchings. And, you know, it didn't take long, and we actually found them, and I had a really big bag of pork scratchings, in which I sort of spent the whole of my time. It was that big, literally. It lasted from walking around the whole of the market to being in the pub, to walking around the market again, to being in the pub again, and I was still munching on it. It was absolutely amazing. Really magical sort of place, Chiang Mai, and I know it's well worth a visit. So anyway, we're at the end of the podcast now, and thank you ever so much for listening, and it leaves me with nothing more to say than stay safe. Love you all.